holding on that static press on the olive in the middle of the sugya of Bias HaMashiach. We're also holding in the middle of the sugya of Bias
HaMashiach.
Okay, see, we finished with the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, when Rabbi Eliezer gave up, and Rabbi Yehoshua proved that you don't need a tshuva in order to attain Geula. However, the Rambam paskens that the Yisrael is the yellow of the tshuva, since the first price of Rabbi Yehoshua and Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is made of it. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes tshuva, but that tshuva is part of it. It's interesting how the two additives fit together. Alright, so we're up to Omer Rabbi Abba. Omer Rabbi Abba is about a fifth of the way down on the dot. Omer Rabbi Abba. You want to have the most clear-cut sign of Mashiach's coming. When you find that Eretz Yisrael is responsive once again to Bnei Yisrael, and that it begins to grow peros, which during all the years it never grew, that is certainly a sign, the most clear-cut sign of the imminence of Geula. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af Mizeh, Shinemar, Kilifnei Hayamim Ahim, Sechar Ha'adam Lo Nihiyav, Sechar Ha'behema Inena, Lo Yotzei V'Lavo Ein Shalom. Before the coming of those days, people will not be making any money. And even the animals don't get anything out of their work, meaning even the agriculture will collapse. Lo Yotzei V'Lavo Ein Shalom In Hatzar. And even to those who are Yotzei V'Shalom, there's no peace from the tsar, from the tight circumstances. Ma'ivli Yotzei V'Lavo, who is this Yotzei V'Lavo in Shalom in Atzar? Rav Amar, Av Tamidei Chachamim, Shekatuv Behem Shalom, Tachtiv Shalom Rav Lo Aveka Ratecha. Even those who are Yotzei Uvo V'Halacha, and about them it says, Shalom Rav Lo Aveka Ratecha. Nonetheless, Ein Shalom Ibn Tzar. Shmuel says, the simon is, Achiyu kol hasha'arim kulam shekulim. All of the internet portals are the same, and every idiot can say whatever he wants, and it looks exactly the same to everybody else. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Ein ben David va, Achi yitvakesh dag lachole v'lo yimatze. Mashiach won't come until you won't even be able to buy a piece of fish for a sick person. You could buy it for anybody else, but for a sick person, the extra mercury will really do him in. Shenemar az ashkia mimehem and arotam kashemen olir. They'll be so covered with oils residues from all of those sinking tankers that there won't be any fish left.
What does that have to do with the Robin Hood?
Not kosher enough,
even a fish.
That's interesting. It doesn't say this afterwards. It actually says it before. That's why, of course, the Marsha had to take out the Batrei, because it's not Batrei. But the truth, I think Bakwal from here is an interesting insight into the way these drushes are seen. We know that only an avias that was nifta, that was tzrifa l'deiris, was nifta v'l'deiris. There was many, many avias, the Gemara says. Now, only that avias that was required for generations was written down. So that means that we view these avias as models, even though they are referring to particular events, we wouldn't bother writing them down unless they had historical significance in seeing that event as a model. Now, the story of Az Ashkia Mimehem and Arotam Kashem and Olich is part of the description of the destruction of Mitzrayim. Now, it's introduced a few prokim earlier with Bayomo Atzniach Keren LeBeit Yisrael, in brief, and it was after Paro is destroyed and so on, Bayomo Atzniach Keren LeBeit Yisrael, then there'll be a ray of hope for Beit Yisrael, which has its implications for those times. But the Gemara clearly is seeing that the later description of Az Ashkia Mimehem also has a vision latid lavo, and therefore the Bayomo Atzniach Keren LeBeit Yisrael is seen as in microcosm what later on is described in detail, but in that sense it is afterwards because we get the details only later. Om Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Ein ben David ba'ach t'chale malchut hazalam Yisrael. Only after even the Rashi learns it means even the cheapest and most and least powerful element of Malchus, let's say that all it is an import tax or something. But even that has to be Kolam Yisrael, that they should the Europeans shouldn't have any impact at all on the structure of Yisrael. So he's learning Zala means the weakest. Now Lamaisa before in this sugya of the Bicharat Hazal Zalim b'Mazmerot, which we're bringing here is a raya lashon of Zola. So we're calling them those. Even those who are Zol, is the way Rashi is learning it, we'll cut them down with our knives. But Lamaisa, before this, the Navi refers actually to Malchut Hakala. So it's, the Mashma'ut is that we're referring to a Malchus that is Kal. Not that doesn't have a lot of impact, but that is cheap. So in which case, Zalzala would mean cheap. This is it's in which nothing means anything. Malchus, in which all things are cheap. In which case, we could learn that that's the Pshat HaMalchut HaZala, means the Malchus that cheapens all things, means Israel. At that time, after Becharat HaZalzali V'Mazvirot, then the gift will be brought to Hashem by the nation that's been pulled and torn in all directions. Omar Zeiri, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Ein ben David Bashich alu gasei haruach miYisrael. Mashiach can't come until we get rid of all of these stuck-up idiots in the Knesset. Shenemar, ki az asim mikir bech alizei gaavatech. Then I will tear out from you those who walk around joyful in their arrogance. After we're left with a people who is Oni Vidal and who has come back to reality, then they can be Chas B'Shem Hashem, meaning that they'll have a Melech Mashiach. Omer Rabbi Smaloi, Bishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ein Ben David Bat, Shichalu Kol Shoftim V'Shotrim Yisrael. All of the phony Shoftim and Shotrim, people have set themselves up to be dayanim and to be officers and so on, the lowest element of the nation, as unfortunately we see so clearly. And only when those people are finitoed will it be possible for Ben David to come. Shemar v'yashiva yaday alayach v'tzrof kibor sigayach v'yashiva, and then it says v'yashiva shoftayach v'yishona. So only when I take out those who are kibor is like gas, right? So the kibor sigayach, I use lie to tear out those who are gas within you, then asira kol bedilayach, I'll get rid of all those who are on top of you, don't deserve to be there, and then v'yashiva shoftayach v'rishona, then you'll get real dayanim. Anybody who reads through the Supreme Court decisions in this country can appreciate this one. Omarula, Ein Yerushalayim Niftet Ela Bitzdakah, Shrema Tzion B'mishpat Tipadeh V'shavea Bitzdakah. Actually, the correct verse is probably Ein Yisrael Niftim. Not a reference to Yerushalayim, but rather Klal Yisrael won't find pidyon other than through Tzedakah, and that way Tzion will be freed. Omarif Papa, I batli hiri, batli amgushi. If we could get rid of the arrogant ones from Yisrael, we could get rid of the magushim, normally magushim and the magi. I batli dayani, but these were people that they were suffering from at the time among the Parsi. I batli dayani, batli, the girsa, you see on the side of the Oroch, is agazi depati, which means the people are the bureaucrats who have been appointed by the various sarim to drive us crazy. So if we could get rid of these phony dayanim, we could also get rid of the gazi depati. Tichsiv heisir Hashem mishpata. Did I skip? No, sorry. Yeah, I did. Sorry. Tichsiv etzrof kivor sigayek. Ibatri yehiri batri amgushi. My riot to the first one, if we could get rid of the arrogant, we could get rid of the magrosh. Tichsiv etzrof kivor sigayek v'atzira kol bedilayek. So if I will get rid of the sigim that are in you, the impurities, then I could get rid of all those who are muvdalim, and it's the ones who are on top of you. The batli dayani batli gezirtati, Dechiv Heisira Hashem Mishpatayich, and then Pina Oyvech. So first, we have to get rid of those type of judgments that are being given amongst you, those shoftim that have set themselves up as dayanim. And then the oyvim will turn aside. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Imra Yisador Shemismayet Vaholech, Hakelo. You see a generation where things just seem to be getting worse and worse, and the people are just going downhill. That's one to wait for Mashiach. Shnema Vesam Ani Toshia. All of these last elements over here, and it's also remarkable in terms of the stress on the mishpat, and the phoniness, and so on. But the other things seem to be things that are exterior. In other words, the matzah that comes, whether it's economic matzah or whether it's a matzah of milchamas and so on, but now the Gemara has switched to internal inyonim, the way in which you carry out tzedakah or mishpat and so on. Which is going back all the way to the original bris, lasos mishpat or tzedakah, so it's not possible to have a ben david to a nation that's still married to absurd ideas of what constitutes justice. So, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Imraita Dorsh, Tzarot Rabot, Bo'ot Alav Kenahar Chakelo, Shnema Kiyavo Kenahar Tzar, the Tzar will come like a flowing river. Ruach Hashem Nosabo, the Ruach Hashem will be gnawing away at him. The Samech Lay, and then right afterwards it says, Uvolat Zion Goel. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Ben David Goel, Abedor Shekulo Zakai, O Kulo Chayav. Mashiach can only come if everybody is in a matzav of zakai, or everybody's in a matzav of, or a door that is a matzav of absolute chiyav. Dechiv v'amech, b'dor shekulo zakai, dechiv v'amech kulam tzadikim, so then la'olam yirshu aretz. So if everybody is in a matzav of tzadik, so then they will be zoche at Eretz Yisrael. B'dor shekulo chayav, dechiv v'yar ki ein ish, v'yishtomem ki ein mavgia. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'ma'ani ya'aseh. I will do it for myself. Omar Rabbi Alexandre, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami, Ksiva bi'ita, uksiva kishena. It's an oxymoron to say bi'ita kishena. Bi'ita kishena. At its proper time, I will rush it. So then you're not rushing it, and it's at its proper time. Hella, this means, zoku hakishena. Lo zoku bi'ita. If you have to wait till a bitter end, so it'll ultimately come, be top. If you're zoche to get before the necessary conditions, then afishena, just like we find by Mitzrayim. There were two ways of understanding the drasha, which the arba miot shana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishav et hakeis, as we say. And l'maisa, these two psukim are part of the whole. We have a very dualistic approach to the whole B'yas HaMashiach element over here. Either it's coming as tzedakah, tshuva, mishpat, and so on, or it's coming out of hopelessness and tsar and external conditions that we're unable to without tshuva. And this has been all along. I mean, these are two completely different matzavim, and they're reflected even in the machlokas about what is the nature of B'yas HaMashiach. Is it Ein Bein Olam Hazeh L'Yemos HaMashiach Ela She'ibud Malchiyot? Or is, in fact, Yimot HaMashiach a completely different level that we have achieved? So there are really two very different pictures of what it means to have Yimot HaMashiach. And we'll see that this continues, this dual vision of Mashiach. Omar Rabbi Alexandria, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Rami, Ksiv, on the one hand we find Daniel having this incredible vision of Messianic times, V'aru imanane shemaya kabarini shate. And there I see among the clouds of the heavens someone who looks like a man. He's talking about now the coming of Mashiach, and he's presented in front of the Shekhinah and so on. It's a massive, beautiful scene. And then we have Pasuk in Zechariah, Ani, Rokev al Chamor. I mean, so what is he? Is he a magic man in the clouds, or is he some poor guy riding along on a broken jalopy? Zohu imanane shemaya, lo zohu ani rokev al chamor. Here too, we have a multiple vision. Omele shvor malka lishmuel. You know, you Jews, amritu mashiach al chamrat, you've got the Messiah coming on a donkey. You know, I can send him a nice jaguar if he wants. I mean, I've got a nice susa bark, and I've got these parade horses. I mean, you can do better than that. Omele. So So Shmuel said to him, but mi itacha bar chiva gavni? You don't have a parade horse that has 100 different scintillating colors on it, now do you? I mean, we're not talking about any old chamor. Of course, I mean, this he just said as a laughing response on the surface. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ashkach le'Eliyo, Davikani apiska demarata de Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Here was Eliyo Hanavi, just sitting and learning with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, by the Mara of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi comes along, Omar Lei. So he says, tell me something, I've always wanted to know, you must know. You think I got a chance at Olam Haba? Omar Lei, Im Yirtze Adon Hazeh. Look, if this gentleman is willing, you're in. This gentleman refers to the Shechina, as we'll see in a moment. It wasn't pointed to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I saw two people there, but I heard three people. Shnayim Raiti v'kor shlishi shamati. So then I said, well, as long as I'm getting such good information, Ematai hasi Mashiach coming? When is Mashiach coming? Oh, my lady, you'll shy with it today. Why don't you go ask him? What are you asking me for? I can ask him. Ve'echa Yasi, where do I find him? Well, you can find him at Pitzcha de Rome, is the years of the run. You'll find him in the gateway to Rome. And Rashi says this is the way he understands it. Really, it's the gateway of Gan Eden that is adjacent to the gateway to Rome. Notice that Gan Eden opens everywhere, essentially. Who might see money? How will I recognize it? Well, you'll Yosef ben Haniyeh Sovlei Chalaim. You will find him sitting among the poor lepers and the sick poor that are around the city that are at the gate and are collecting the money. The kulam sharu v'atzir b'chadzir. Now all of them open their bandages to treat their wounds all at one time, and then they rebandage. He's the only one. He's the only one who takes off one bandage at a time, treats his wounds because he's suffering for our sins, as the famous. Well, that's where they get it from, because the Navi says, right? He is broken from our sins. They said that's referring to Yoshka, right? He carries our illness. So here Mashiach is carrying our illness, but he only undoes one bandage at a time and fixes it, because Amar, he says, Dilma Babi'ina, you know, I might get the call right now. He's always got that cell phone ready. And Zelo Yaakov, I don't want to, you know, it's going to take me 3 more minutes to bandage everything up. I can't afford 3 minutes. They should wait for the Gula. I got to be ready to take off immediately. So, also, Gabe, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi came, he met Mashiach. Oh, I'm going to show him Alecha, Rabbi Yomori. So Mashiach says to him, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levi. Nice to see you, Bar Levi. Omar Leila, Imas Asimar. Excuse me, sir, when do you plan to come? Omar Le Hayom. So Bar Levi runs back to Yo. Yeah, I had this meeting. How's the Gabi Alemar? My Omar Lecha? What did he say to you? Says Yo. Well, he said, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. Oh, says Eliyahu. If so, I got an answer for your first question. If Mashiach called you Shalom Alecha Bar Levi, then it means you and your dad, because calling you Bar Levi, are definitely members of Olam Haba. He wouldn't have said that to you. Yes, says Bar Levi, but anyway, he was lying to me. Shikuri Kashaka Bidomali Hayom Atzina. He said he's going to come today. Veloasi never showed up. So I don't trust this whole thing. Oh, Marley, they were Yosef. You don't understand what he's saying. Hayom, he's referring to the prophet. Hayom, in the Kolot Yishmo. All you have to do is listen to the words of Hashem. And then he's saying, Hayom, when he asks me, when am I coming? I'm always coming. Oh, yeah, it's up to you. It's not about me. So, in the Kolot Yishmo, then I come today. Shalom told me, this was Yosef ben Kisma. Ematai ben David ba. When will Ben David come? Omar, he says, I don't answer those kind of questions. Bisyari ani shema davakshumi many os. The next thing you're going to ask for is some miraculous sign, and then you'll put posters up about me. Omar lo ein anu mevachim imcha. Guaranteed, we would never ask a sign of you. Don't be ridiculous. So he said, all right. Omar like yeshi pol hashar hazeh. When the gateway to Rome falls, the Ibanan will be rebuilt by another society. The Yipol and then it will again collapse. The Ibanan will be again rebuilt. The Yipol and again it will collapse. The Inmas begin Livnoto after Ben David ba. And then it won't even have a chance to be rebuilt until Ben David comes. Amar Rabbeinu, Tein Lanu Oz, give us a sign. Amar lahem, hey, wait a minute over here. Lo kach amartem l'sheinatem evakshim imeni. You just said you're not going to ask for a sign. I'm like, come on. I mean, FLP came, you know, what's a thing like this without a little sign here and there? Amar lahem, he said, all right, fine. Kach yehapchu mei maharat panias l'dam. The panias should turn into blood. V'nehapchu l'dam. Sure enough, it turned into blood. So b'shat b'tirato amar lahem, at the time that he was dying, he said to them, ha'amiku li'aroni, I want you to dig deep when you bury me. She'in kol dekel v'dekel she'bebavel she'in susho parsim nikshar'bo. Ve'in kol aron v'aron she'beret Yisrael she'in sus madai ochel bo seven. There's going to be so many horsemen in the ultimate attack against Eretz Yisrael that you're going to have people digging up the whole area over here and using aronot for feeding troughs. I want to be well out of that danger. For Maravin ben David Bach, it's Pashet Mahmalchut al Kol Olam Kulo Tishah Chodashim. Only after an absolute victory to the West for 9 months will there be Mashiach. Shenemar Lachen Yitznei Ad Eit Yolada Yolada V'Yeter Akav Yeshuven Al Bnei Yisrael. So then they will be given over into Malchus Edom. And for the amount of time that it takes for a Yoleda to be Yolada, and that was 9 months, and then the Jews will be able to come back. Omra Ula. Ula said, you know, forget about all this stuff. Yeitzev lo achimine. Let him come. I just don't want to be there. But Chayin Omar Rava, Yeitzev lo achimine. I don't want to be there, said Rava. I also don't want to be there. I don't want to see it. Rabbi Yosef Omar Rav Yosef says, on the contrary. Yeitzev, let him come. I don't care what my position is. I don't mind sitting in the shade of the dung of his donkey. Omalei Abai El Rab, my time. What are you so worried about? Why don't you want to see it? Is it because of the terrible things that will happen? Either chevlo is loshem chevel v'nachalam, so chevlo could mean the goral, in other words, the fate of the times, and you feel that that's going to be, or it could be chavalim, chavle leida, pains, the travails. The Atanya, shalut talmidav et Rabbi Elazar, but why are you worried about that? Because it says in a brayso that Rabbi Elazar, talmidim asked him, ma yaaseh adam v'yinatzel michavlo shel Mashiach, what should a person do in order to be saved from those terrible things? And he told them, yaasok b'torah u'gmilut chasadim. And Rebbe, I mean, you know, you're a model. What do you have to worry about? Omar Lay, so he said, because Shema Yigrom Achet, you can't trust anything. You never know what's going to happen. Who knows if I'll do something wrong and then I'll be part of it. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, the Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Rami points out a contradiction in the Pasuk. I mean, on the one hand, Yaakov Aminu is told, I'm going to be with you and I'm going to watch over you everywhere that you go. So, I mean, that's a pretty good guarantee. And yet, Yaakov Avinu is scared out of his wits. Vayira Yaakov Maod, Vayitzarlo. What happened? Shahayim Yitzarish. I mean, Yigma Machid. Apparently, he's afraid. That is all very nice. That Kadosh Baruch Hu guarantees it. But that was to the guy I was then, not to the guy I am now. So how can I trust, and you know, you never win. I mean, afterwards, they always explain what you did wrong, right? So what am I going to have to wait till afterwards? And for the Badab Chakira, I might as well figure in advance that I got a problem. Actually, it's a very interesting question over here that the early Akronim talk about, which is the Shaila of the Halacha is that any Neviyah that is Yotzei L'Tovah is always Mekuyam. It's only in Neviyah that's Yotzei L'Ra'ah that's not Mekuyam. This is how the Rambam paskins. Because that's a mitzvah ge'el ha'alokah. How do you know if a Navi is a Navi? So he doesn't have to do an ode to Mofet in the sense of the changing nature. All he has to do is tell you a prophecy, and then it has to work out in precise detail, as he says. However, the halakha is, if the prophecy was l'ra, so it doesn't have to work out. God can always change his mind on l'ra. But l'tayva, you can't say, well, it didn't work out because you sinned. There's no such thing. If this was a prophecy, then it had to work out. I mean, if you're told you're going on a skiing trip, if you get then you're going to go. There's no question about it.
Which bulls and which slogan. Right?
So why is it that Yaakov was afraid? And so the Yaakovian answer, that's very pushy. It's not the halacha that it's eno chozer is not a din in the nature of Nevi'ahs. It's a din in the verification of Nevi'ahs. So that wherever Nevi'ahs doesn't have to be verified, such as for the Navi himself, there's no inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in chozer. Of course it'd be chozer. You're going to have a suffix that your Nevi'ahs was a lie because HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his mind. You're going to recognize it. But if we would have a Nevi'ah that would never mean anything, because, I mean, it could always change it, then there'd be no point to Nevi'ahs to anybody else. It's only the Navi himself who can relate to Nevi'ahs on that level. Which is why, in the next sugya, we find Kidatanya. And it says in the Torah, Ad Yavaram Cha Hashem, Ad Yavaram Zukanita, so we understand that to mean two Havarot. Ad Yavaram Cha Hashem refers to Bi'ah Rishona, to coming into Eretz Yisrael the first time. Adi Avaram Zukanita refers to Biyashina the second time that they came into Eretz Yisrael. Now those two times certainly didn't look the same. Nonetheless, Emor Miata. What do you see from this? That in terms of the pasuk, Ruuyima Yu Yisrael Asot Lehem Neis BiYashina Ki BiYarishona. Why is it then that the Biyashina was so horrific and wasn't similar to the BiYarishona in terms of miracles and power and so on? Ela Shigaram Achet. Now again, since you're talking over here about Torah, you're not talking about Nevi'ahs, there's no makom for a suffix, and therefore the Nevi'ahs doesn't have to be Mekuyam. It's only where there's a makom for a suffix, because as the Rambam says, we have absolutely no reason to believe in any Navi, except for the fact that the Torah says, follow these rules, and then decide if he's a Navi or not. So therefore, the rules are that when it comes to a Nevi'ahs, it's over, and there's no Chazora. But it's not that there's no Chazora Lamala. And Bechenom and Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan also said, "Yaisev Elohim Mine, I don't want to be there when he comes. Let him come." Amalei Reish Lakish. I don't know what he does. What is he? Did he change the gears of his Echazena and Enovishul Chalatziyom Barachamim? Amalei Reish Lakish. My time. Why is it that you don't want to be there? And it's Bedavka v'Echazena and Enov. He says, "Achimena, I don't want to see him." My time. Ilema Mishum Dechsiv. Kasher Yanus Ish Mipnei Ha'Ariu Fagao Hadov. Is it because of the sense of absolute insecurity? A guy is running from an attack on a lion, and as he's running, he runs into the arms of a bear. His case, and then he comes into the house, puts his hand on the wall. I don't believe it. And all of a sudden, he's bitten by a snake. I mean, that's a good day. So, you think that's only in those times? You think nowadays we don't have a matzav like that? Imagine. He goes out into the field, and who does he meet? He meets the governor's agent for checking boundaries, which always manages to cut off 25% of your field. He says, "Oh my God! So that, what's that like? Kamosha Pagabari is under attack by a lion, right?" So he runs into town, and who does he find? The tax collector. So Pagabo Gabai. Now he figures, oh, I got away from him, and now I got into the arms of the bear. Comes into his house. No money at home. So what's that? It's not like being bit by a snake. So it's just as bad nowadays, but it's all the same. And the pshat is like this. It says Rabbi Yochanan. Says Shalu Nauru im yoled zachar. Ask around. Did you ever hear of a male having a baby? Why is every man walking around holding his supposed uterus like a woman giving birth? And every face is turned green. So what is this referring to? My Raiti Kol Gever. Oh, my Rabbi Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav. Kol Gever means a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Misha kol gvura shalo, the one who has all gever in him. And in what sense, benepchu kol panim leyerakon? What is this talking about? Every face turns green? Rav Yochanan, yes, this is the problem. That both palmalia shel malo, palmalia shel mata, turn green when it's time for the bias HaMashiach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't know, he's going a bit pretty good actually when you consider it. I mean, I'm going to throw out all of these nice guys. What should I get rid of these? I should get rid of these fine people for the Jews. I'm not so sure about this. So this is, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got such tsar, he can't really be absolutely clear about this. So, I mean, what are we going to feel like? That's the ultimate confusion. Amar of Papa, Hainadam Rinchi, that people say, Roid the Nafaltura, the shore was running and fell. And not this shore, I mean, everything that was being done on the farm was being done by the shore. The shore was the best thing that this guy had. And so what does he do? He's got a horse. A horse can't do as good a job and that the shore can do on the farm. But, well, all right, he puts his horse into the shore's place in the barn. Then it comes time to get rid of the horse. And he says, I don't know, I sort of gotten attached to him. So too, Claudius is sort of like a shore that goes and does it. But when the shore falls and we put the horse in instead, you get attached to it. It's not so easy to move it out again. And that's the real problem of the Golas. It's not only the confusion in Yisrael, it's that the world is really very nicely served by the Malchios that take the place of Yisrael. And then when it comes time to give it back to the Jews, and you look around and you say, I'm not so sure about that. Omer of Gidol Amarav, Atidim Yisrael Da'akvishnei Mashiach. Klal Yisrael is going to be Zocha to have nice things in the time of Mashiach. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Pshita, I thought everybody believes that. Elamad, I mean, who then is going to have all the good things in Mashiach? Man Ocher, like Chiluk Abilik, what are you going to give it to Joe Shmo? I mean, obviously, if it's not Chiluk Abilik, it's going to be the Klal Yisrael, no? No, he's coming to tell me, Lafukin Rav Hillel. Rav Hillel holds Ein Mashiach Yisrael, the Kvarachu B'meches Kiyot. There's not going to be any fun at the Zman of Mashiach, because they already had all of these beautiful Nevi'os, and the fact is that all of the Nevi'os that was talked about before was all a reference to the Hatzola of Chizkiyo from Sancheiriv. That was a pretty nice show. And they got all of that, all of those spoils from the army of Sancheiriv. It's an amazing show. So you're going to say, okay, but that's not Mashiach. You're right. It's not Mashiach in terms of, okay, so you're fine, you'll have a base on Mashiach. You'll have a Mashiach, but that doesn't mean that you're going to have fun. And the fun, you already finished. And this, that comes along now, Rav, to say that no, there will be Achila of the Yemei HaMashiach, that is to tell me that Rav Hillel's approach is wrong. Oh my, Rav, lo yivrei alma el l'david. Rav says, you know, the nicest thing in the world, the thing that the world is aimed on, are those beautiful songs of David. Shmuel says, no, it's for Moshe. Moshe was Makabel Torah, and that's what the world was really standing on. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, no, actually, it's for Mashiach. We haven't really seen what the world is worth yet. Mashmo, what would be the name of Mashiach? Well, Rabbi Shila says, obviously, Shila Shmo. I mean, what else? Shema Akiyavo Shilo. The Rabbi Yanai says, no, Yanun Shmo, like Yanai. His name was sung even before the sun shone, because it was before the Bria. The day of Chanina says, what are the names of Chanina? Chanina Shmo. Shnema Shelo Atein Lechem Chanina. You don't have Chanina yet. When you get him, then you'll have him. The Yesh Omrim Menachem Ben Chizkia Shmo. Shnema Kirachak Bimeni Menachem Meshiv Nafshi. This Menachem Ben Chizkia is not from the Pasuk, obviously, it doesn't say anything about Chizkiah in the Pasuk, but as the Marsha says, this is just the Kabbalah, Menachem Ben Chizkiah. We're bringing a remez to it from the Pasuk of Rachak Yimeni Menachem. Rabbonin Amre, Rabbonin say, Chivra Devei Revi Shemo, Shnema Achim Cholyenu Hunasei, Umachovenu Sivlam, Vanaku Cheshavnu Nagua, Mukalohim Umiuneh. He's actually the leper of Rebbe's Beis HaMedrash. In other words, just because the lowest one, the one you'd least suspect of being Mashiach, the one who is carrying our pain and walking around, and we thought all the time, oh, this guy is just some low class cursed of God. And this, of course, is a remez really to all of Klal Yisrael that the Goyim like to use as a, you know, my servant, meaning Yashka. And so the person that you'd least suspect That's the one who's Mashiach.
Any significance to the fact that the Rosh Hashanah is Mashiach?
Yeah, they're growing, you mean?
I don't know.
Oh, very good. You thought that up yourself? Smart guy, huh?
But yeah, I guess I
mean, oh, this is very nice. This is the Gra's, the Gra says that these names are all in the word Mashiach. Because we have Menachem, and then we have Sheila, and then you have Yinon, and you have Chanina. And so the letter is Mashiach. Very good. Very good indeed.
My wife's husband has a book of Rashi Tevet. Right, so
but it has an old source. The Gaon actually says that. Omar of Nachman, Im Minchayahu. I'll tell you. You want a dogma. You want a model for Mashiach. If you want to take a model from someone living today, then I would say that it's Kegon Ana. Shema Lehaya Adiro Mimenu Umoshlo Mikirbo Yetse. So the powerful ones will come from him. And so that you need to look to somebody who is in a matzav of power and is appointed by the government. Omarav imin chayu kagamon Rabbeinu HaKadosh. You want a model, it's like Rebbe. Rebbe is someone who is suffering terribly, has these terrible stomach problems, these tremendous chassid, tremendous mocker of Torah and so on. That's what you want to look to. You want to look to a model who's no longer living that we know about, Imam Meisayu, you could think Daniel Ish Hamudot was also an incredible person, had to go through all of those Yisurin, and be thrown into the lion den, and had all of those different positions, up, down, throughout these various circumstances, and always did his best to come out on top. That's a model for Mashiach. There's going to be a David, and that'll be the Mashiach. Shema v'yivdu es Hashem Eloheim ve'es David Malkam asher akim lahem. Note that David Malkam is something in the future. I will give them a David. Hekim lo ne'mar ela akim. I will make a David. I don't get it, but in the Nevi'ahs of Yechezkel it says, the David avdi nasi lahem lo olam. We just had this in the Hatzorah. So in the metaphor of the two sticks, right? The Yotzeh Ve'achav and the Kol Beis Yisrael and Yehuda Ve'Kol Beis Yisrael. This is David Avdi Nasilayim. So that David Avdi isn't referring to somebody who's going to be David. This is somebody he's referring to. My servant David, the known one, right? So apparently he will be the king. No, says Abaye. The point is, a Nasi is not a king. We've discussed this before. We saw by Shlomo that Shlomo is called Nasi. And that, remember we explained earlier the sugya about Melech Vehedyot. Melech Vehedyot the Melech, or Melech Vehedyot. And Hedyot means Nasi still. And we brought a riot from the Pusik, but it says Nasi. So here the Lashon of Nasi, Rashi points this out, Nasi Lahem, the Loksi Melech. So in other words, so it will be like a Kesar Upalgi case. We have like the Prime Minister, or the President, and the Vice President, or the King or the Prime Minister. So David, yes, will be there, but he will be in the secondary position.
Dorak. Be an advisor of some sort.
Well, it's more than an advisor. The Prime Minister has tremendous power, too. But it's like Yosef and Paro. Dorash Rabbi Smaloi. My deceive, Hoi hamitavim et yom Hashem. What's the meaning when it says, woe to those who always talk about the day of the Lord is arriving, Mashiach is about to come. What the heck would you guys want a day of the Lord? This would be the last thing that you really expect. It's choshech. Well, understand, the day of the Lord is pure darkness for idiots like you. So mashal, you know, it's a mashal for a tarnagol and an atalei. You've got this tarnagol that always is waiting for, you know, giving his cry in the morning, and a bat. Now the tarnagol and the bat are sitting together, having a conversation, waiting for sunrise. So the tarnagol says to the bat, I don't get it. I need the tzafil or I'm waiting for the dawn, because that's when I do my thing. I mean, ora shaliyu, that's when I'm on. But atah, lama l'kah ora, what's a bat going to do with the daylight? That's when you go to sleep. That's why the Christian guy, that's Rabbi Avu. Ematayati Mashiach. So when's the Messiah coming? According to you guys, I mean, we already have him. When darkness will cover the people like you. What? You cursing? I'm just telling you a posik. So that the darkness will cover the land and the nations, and on you, on Klal Yisrael alone, will be the Kod Hashem.